Oh, hey everybody. This is Zach here. You're just in time. I'm trying to tune this in so I can catch the end of the game. Coleraine High School is playing today in the big game. It's the high school football regional finals. And if the Cougars win today, they go on to the state tournament and play for the championship. This is the biggest thing to happen in Coleraine since the last time they went to the state tournament. Oh, wait, I think the game's coming back on.
And Max Amarak back with you here at the regional finals game between the East Harlan Huskies and the Coleraine Cougars. Just a reminder, the winner of today's contest goes on to the state semifinals just 1 week from today. Now, the score's 29-27 Coleraine, but with just under a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter, it's still anybody's game. Coleraine has possession of the ball, and what the Cougars' offense wants to do to hold on to their two-point advantage is to continue to move the ball forward down the field, not give up any ground to that imposing East Heartland defense. Okay, first and 10 Coleraine at their own 45-yard line. Can sophomore quarterback Anthony Donner keep the momentum going in his favor? Another minute 23. Wide receiver and running backs in motion. Looks like Donner wants to keep the Huskies guessing. There's the snap. And it's a blitz! Donner's in trouble. He gives up the pass and incomplete. That's just the kind of surprise attack East Heartland's been pulling all season long. Not really much of a surprise anymore when you think about it, though. Looks like it'll be second and 10 for Kohler. Well, wait a minute. Coloring QB Anthony Donner is still down. Looks like a foot or maybe ankle injury. Let's hope it's not that knee. Coloring timeout. This game's still not over, folks. We'll be right back after these messages on AM 1270, the voice of Cougars football.
Is
Ethan Marvell
going
to
be okay, Mr. Morrison?
Oh, he'll be okay, but I don't know if he'll be able to play at the semifinals next week.
I can't believe it was the regional finals, and Anthony had to get hurt now?
My brother's worked harder than anyone I know. It's not fair.
No, it doesn't seem fair, Vincent, but who knows what God has in store.
I bet the Richters are finally happy. Sorry, Mom.
It's okay. You're probably right.
Why would your mom and dad be happy that Anthony got hurt?
Because they've been wanting Caleb to play all season. And now that Anthony's hurt, Caleb will probably get his position back.
I'm in the
first.
Bailey.
See, Grace? My mom and dad never wanted the Donners to move here because Anthony's a better quarterback than Caleb.
Oh, I understand. You know, Vincent, I'm looking forward to meeting your parents.
They're excited to meet you, too.
Yeah, aren't we having some big dinner before the state semifinals, Dad?
Oh, that's right, Justin. The Donners are coming for a big cookout and chili supper before the big game. And you'll just have to join us, Grace, right?
Of course, yes, you will, won't you?
That sounds wonderful.
And we want you to be there too, Maya.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Can Becca and Luke come too?
Well, of course they can. Come on, we got to show our school spirit before the game.
Well,
thank you for the invitation. And thanks for dragging me along tonight. It was a lot of fun until Anthony got hurt.
We're glad you could make it.
You want one of us to walk you home?
I'll be fine.
I'll walk you, Grace.
You really don't have to, Brooke.
Oh, I want to. Besides, I'm on my way back over to the high school for the victory bonfire, if that's still okay, Mom and Dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just as long as you're home before 10, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you going to go too, Justin?
I don't know. I was thinking of working ahead in my math class.
Oh, no, you don't. You're already farther ahead than the whole freshman class.
No.
Dad, can Justin come with me?
Sure, I don't see why not.
Do you want to go, Justin?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, who's going to be there?
I don't know. The whole school. Luke and Becca and probably...
Becca's going?
She said she was.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll go.
Good. All right, well, see you guys.
Bye, Maya. It's a good thing we're having that cookout this weekend. Mm. It's getting cold out here.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Hey, we can build a fire in the chimney I got last week.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
What if we don't feel like having a party? What if Anthony can't play?
Well, Mikey, Coleraine's still going to play that night, and we need to support him no matter what. Right, gang?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, son, I know you don't want to miss that bonfire out there, but I want you off your feet as soon as possible.
Thanks, Coach, but I feel okay.
Anthony Donner, you're still limping pretty bad.
Not bad enough to miss the bonfire.
All right, but promise me you won't stay very long.
Believe me, I don't want to stand on this leg much longer either.
Good. You showed real guts out there, kid, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Coach. You weren't so bad yourself.
Oh, get out there to all your fans. The whole school's waiting on you.
Oh, they're not.
Caleb!
Yeah, Coach?
You on your way out to the bonfire?
I was thinking of showing my face.
Good. Well, show it long enough to make sure this knucklehead doesn't overdo it on his leg.
I'm fine, really. He doesn't have to.
Yeah, sure, Coach.
And if I see anyone put even one toe over those borders we have set up, I will see that person in my office Monday morning. Now back to your master of ceremonies, Lizzie Mitchell.
I'm sorry, Caleb. You don't have to stay with me, you know.
Dude, I told Coach I'd stick around, okay?
Oh, I'm so glad he's finally here.
I know, I have one shot.
Hey, Brooke. Oh, hey, Justin.
Can we mean the world do something?
Oh, man, I can't believe that.
Anthony. Hi, I'm Lauren Fisher.
She's our cousin.
Yeah.
How you doing? What's the camera for?
Oh, I'm on yearbook. Can I get your picture with Coach Majeski?
Well, do you really need a picture?
Only one. It would be really nice. And I only brought one thing of film, and somehow I only ended up with one shot. So it has to be really good.
Oh, all right.
Great. Okay, Coach, yeah.
Hey, Caleb, where do you think you're going?
It's for the yearbook.
It's picture time, dude.
And I'm not going to be in the picture unless you're in it with me.
That's okay. I don't really want to be...
You are just as much a part of this team as I am.
For real, man. I don't want
to... Get over here, Caleb. The girl wants to take a picture.
Okay, great. Caleb, if you could just come to the other side of Coach. Oh, and Tiffany, if you could just move 2 feet farther to the left. Okay, on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Cheese!
Tiffany!
That the real quarterback gets a chance to play now that that boy is out.
Now, Monica, we don't know for sure that Anthony Donner won't be able to play for the state semifinals.
Oh, if that coach has any sense, he'll just put our Caleb in the game.
I don't think it would be fair if Anthony didn't get to play after a hard day's work and all.
Maya.
Hello, Maya.
Hi.
I thought you were at the Morrisons.
They just dropped me off. How was dinner at the club?
Don't change the subject, Maya Richter. Ugh. If that Donner boy still plays, then your brother won't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
You have no loyalty to your own flesh and
Hello,
blood.
Mother. Hi, Daddy. Isn't it simply wonderful about Anthony getting hurt?
Oh, at least one of our daughters knows what it means to be a Richter. Yes, Tiffany, it is wonderful.
Caleb and I got our picture taken for the yearbook tonight at the bonfire.
Oh,
that's nice.
They were taking a picture of Anthony and Coach, Tiffany. I was dragged into it, and you weren't even supposed to
I only wish
be...
it had been from the newspaper, and not just the yearbook.
We'll make sure the newspaper's there next Friday.
Mm. You guys are coming to the next game?
You're both going
to
be there?
Well, why wouldn't we?
Of course.
You haven't been to a game all season.
Well, you weren't playing all season. Why would
And
we...
I might not be playing at semifinals either. Donner's hurt. Isn't there something that makes you feel at least a little bad for him?
Well,
no, not
really. This is your chance to play again, Caleb.
Caleb.
You get to be the star.
Son, we know it's bad luck for the Donner boy, but it could mean big things for you.
Mm-hmm. Don't you even care what everyone will think if all of a sudden you guys show up at the games again?
I doubt anybody's noticed our absence, Caleb. And who really goes to the high school football games anyway?
We've had record-breaking attendance, Mother. It's always packed, and every seat is taken except for the box you had built when I was a freshman. People will notice.
Oh, really, Caleb? I think you're being a little too sensitive.
All we want to see is our son get his chance to play football.
Yes.
I told you, I'm probably not even going to play.
Honestly, I don't know what's gotten into you these days, Caleb. Between you and Maya, I don't even know my children anymore. If it weren't for you, Tiffany, I...
Right.
You know what their problem is, Mother?
Hmm.
They don't care about anything important anymore. Huh. Caleb didn't even want our picture taken for the yearbook.
It wasn't our picture.
But me, I say, the yearbook isn't enough. And the newspaper wouldn't be either.
That's my girl.
Hey, Caleb, what'd you think of practice today?
Coach isn't exactly going easy on us. So, how's the leg?
It hurts. What about you? What's the ice for?
It's nothing. It just turned my ankle a little. Coach said to ice it.
Doesn't want to lose both quarterbacks, huh?
Ooh, man, that's cold. How can you stand having your whole leg in that ice bath?
It actually feels good. Takes the edge off.
So, you think you're going to be fine by Friday?
For the game? My dad and I talked about it for a long time.
Is he breathing down your neck because he wants you to play?
My dad? He and my mom actually tried to talk me out of finishing the season. They were worried about the injury. What about you? Do your parents put a lot of pressure on you?
It's what they do best.
They are probably hoping I don't play at the semis, aren't they?
Oh, dude, don't worry about it. It would be good for them. They want it all, you know? You can't just play, you've got to win.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. I mean, you saw my sister at the bonfire. You get a chance to shine and you take it, you know?
She likes the spotlight, eh?
Likes it? Dude, she's a Richter. That's like the bread of life.
You don't believe that, do you?
I don't know. We don't really think about...
Hey, Coach Majeski told me I'd find you in here.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I got off early, and your mom told me to swing by and pick you up. So now how's the leg?
It's fine. I'm done icing it anyway. Dad, this is Caleb Richter.
Caleb, good to meet you. Don't tell me you're injured, too.
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, I hope you're right. One injured player this season is enough. And you're a senior this year, right, Caleb?
That's right, sir.
And I heard you're planning on playing in college next year, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
He definitely should, Dad. He's fearless on the field.
Like a good football player should be. And speaking of fearless,
Dad.
Can you believe this kid
Dad.
Going down in the last
Dad.
Game, taking one big hit for the team?
Dad.
What? Can't your old man brag about you?
Seriously, Dad, we should get going now. Mom's probably waiting.
Right. Well, glad we finally met, Caleb.
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Okay, so like if I'm really hungry for something, it's like wanting something really bad.
It's not fair, Mother. Mm-hmm. Lizzie Mitchell gets to do everything. She emceed the whole bonfire, except for when Mr. Garza talked.
Yeah.
She's captain of the cheerleading squad. She was homecoming queen. She's student body president.
Oh, isn't she a senior, Tiffany?
So
you're only a sophomore, dear. I'm sure your time will come.
But I want it now, Mother.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Tiffany.
Maya,
wait.
How many times do I have to tell you I can't stand it when you leave your books cluttering the table like that?
It's only my Bible.
Why are you always dragging that thing around with you? I'm getting sick of looking at it.
I don't know how you can be sick of
it. Girls, I don't want to hear it. Maya, has anybody called to tell us whether or not that Donner boy is playing in the game Friday?
No.
Mother! I'm having a crisis here, and all you care about is your precious Caleb.
That is not true, Tiffany.
Yes, it is. You don't even care if I'm happy anymore.
Didn't I just take you shopping at your favorite department stores?
Yes.
And didn't we go test drive that cute little convertible you want?
Yes.
Good.
But I won't get my license for 5 more months.
Well, I don't know what else to do to make you happy, Tiffany. Now, I've got to go make some phone calls. Let me know when Mrs. Culvert has dinner ready.
Maybe it's not things you need to make you happy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you have bags of new clothes.
They do look really good on me.
And you're gonna get a new car.
It is cute.
And Mom and Dad pretty much get you everything you want.
Yeah.
But you still feel like you're missing something.
Exactly. It's like there's this big empty feeling or something.
Right. And buying more stuff isn't filling it.
That's exactly it.
It is? I mean, it is. Wanting more stuff isn't gonna make you happy.
No, it isn't. What I need is something coming from the inside.
Yeah.
It's not about my clothes, or a cute car, or great hair, or good skin.
No, it isn't. It's about...
It's about what Lizzie Mitchell has.
What?
I mean, Lizzie Mitchell's cute and all, but she drives an old beater. And she's wearing some of the same clothes this fall I saw in her last spring. I mean, really.
Tiff, that's not what I mean.
But she's still the most popular girl at Coleraine High School. What I've got to do is get in with her.
I mean...
She's always leading things and organizing events.
Oh, Tiffany.
Caleb, is that you?
Yeah, Dad.
Come here a minute.
What?
Well, tomorrow's the big game. Any word on Anthony?
No, Dad. I already told you. Anthony and Coach Majeski are gonna decide on things tomorrow.
But his leg isn't any worse?
No, Dad. Sorry to say, Anthony's leg isn't broken yet.
Well, we'll just have to hope they decide not to put him in.
Oh, unbelievable.
Dad, Mom wants to talk to you. Hi, Caleb.
Hey. Hi, Mikey.
Hi. Why are you limping?
You're limping? That better not interfere with the game tomorrow.
It's nothing. I just turned my ankle. It's fine when I tape it.
You mean Anthony's not playing?
Unfortunately, we won't know for sure until tomorrow. Where's your mother, Maya?
In the parlor. And she told me to ask you if I can go to the Morrisons tomorrow night before the game.
Why do you want to go there?
We're having a bunch of people over before the game tomorrow for a great big cookout and chili dinner. You want to come?
No. That's quite all right.
And then I could just meet you and Mom at the game. I mean, if you're going.
Well, I guess it all depends on whether or not Anthony's too hurt to play.
So can I go?
Fine. I don't care.
Mary said everybody better get in that kitchen if they want some chili. The brats will be ready in 15 minutes, gang.
Dave, can me and Vincent put some more wood on the fire?
Oh, come on. Vincent and I. Wait for me. I'll help you guys, all right? I gotta do this.
Those two are double trouble, aren't they?
Oh, boy. And Mikey doesn't need any help in that department. Come on, kids. Go get your plates for Mom, would you? We gotta start eating. We're gonna make it to this game on time. What time it is?
I don't know how you put up with both of those boys together, Maya.
There you go.
Not so bad. Well, dear, I suppose we should go get our chili.
What? I want one of those brats.
Well, I got wonderful. One reserved for you. All
right. Is your family going to be at the game tonight, Maya?
They'll probably come, at least long enough to see if Anthony's decided to play.
Hmm. How are things at home, Maya? I haven't had a chance to talk to you in so long, and I've been wondering how things have been going.
Worse than ever, Grace. Most of the time, I feel like I'm in a foreign country when I'm at my own house.
Being the only Christian isn't easy, is it?
No, I just keep praying. I keep praying that at least someone in my family will become a Christian. And I wouldn't feel so alone, you know?
I do know. You may not see it yet, but I'm sure you are making a difference, Maya.
I don't know, Grace. It's like I try and I try. I'm reading my Bible all the time. And I want to be a good Christian. I want God to be proud of me. And I want my family to see Jesus when they look at me.
Oh, that's exactly how it should be, Maya.
I know, but instead of seeing Jesus, they're just annoyed. Oh. I wish I could be like Mrs. Morrison. Or like you, Grace. People know you guys are Christians.
Well, we've both had about 30 years longer than you to let God work in our lives and to learn all about Him.
You mean I have to wait 30 more years?
I hope not. Maya, Mrs. Morrison told me you've been reading the Beatitudes in Matthew.
Yeah, I have been.
Well, I'm so proud of you for that. But what you're talking about now reminds me of something that is written about later on in Matthew.
What does it say?
The mustard seed is the smallest of seeds. But when it's planted and it grows, it becomes a tree, the largest plant in the garden. And on that tree, birds can come to sit in its branches.
So you think maybe something might be growing inside my sister or brother? Or Mom or Dad? Something that could turn into faith?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. Who doesn't? Hey, Maya, Grace, it's going, you know. It's almost gone. You better get in there and get some of that chili.
Oh, we're on our way.
Can I get you some?
A All right then, Anthony. I'll support you on that decision.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Coach, you wanted me?
Yes, Caleb. Get your ankle taped up nice and secure before the game starts. No. I've got to go see what your teammates are up to. See you boys in the locker room in 10 minutes.
All right.
Let's go, guys. Hold it right. Yeah, we're going to do this.
So, I'm taping up?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're...
I'm playing.
Good.
You're okay with that?
You totally deserve this, Tony.
Tony, that's a new one.
It fits. Toss me that tape, would you? Anyway, I think the crowd would kill me if I took your place.
Nah, you do just fine out there. But I think your parents might kill me when they see that you're not.
You might be right. But at least you've got my baby sister on your side. She's probably even praying for you.
Maya?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like the rest of your family.
Dude, you don't know the half of it. She's nothing like my family. There. The ankle's all set in case I have to go in there and rescue you.
You sure you're okay with this?
More than okay.
Do you even like to play anymore, Caleb?
I don't know. What about you? I mean, why do you do this? Especially on an injury.
I have to play. It's that simple. I think God has given me this gift, you know? He's given me the skill to play, and if I don't use those skills, I feel like I'm letting him down. And I can't do that and live with myself.
So, you're one of those Christians, huh?
Yeah, one of those.
Come on, boys. We've got a game to play.
Guess we better get in there.
Yeah, guess so. Hey, do good out there, you know?
Yeah, thanks, Caleb.
Coleraine has the ball at Montrose's 38-yard line. It's first and 10, so the Cougars are in a pretty good position, except for the fact that they're trailing the Mustangs 31-35. It doesn't get much closer than this, folks. There's basically time for one play, and it's got to be a touchdown. A field goal just won't do. Coleraine QB Anthony Donner knows he's got to make this one count. The sophomore sensation has had a great game here, despite the fact that he's been nursing that injured leg all day. Yep, based on that young man's performance today, there's no shame in walking off this field without the win. And there's the snap. Donner fakes a handoff to Smith. Oh, look at that. Number 83, Mike Jones, is tearing right down the middle. Donner pulling back, dodging a possible tackle. Ooh, that was close. Looks like Donner's ready now. He's got a clear shot at Jones, who's still open in the end zone. And Donner launches. It's a Hail Mary. Ball's in the air. There's the buzzer. And the whole Montrose defensive line just broke through. Oh, they hit him hard. But a pass complete. Touchdown, Coleraine. The Cougars win. It's pandemonium in the stadium. The Cougars move on to the state final. Wait a minute, folks. Donner's still down. Anthony Donner is down. And it doesn't look like he's going to be getting up anytime soon.
Whoa. Not only is poor Anthony's leg injured, but there goes the Cougars' chances for the state title. And that really hurts. But they did win, and that's great. More than the final score of the game, I was proud of Anthony's witnessing to Caleb in the locker room. That took even more guts than throwing that last pass, because he really had to stick his pride out there and care for Caleb enough to tell him about his faith in God. Do you know someone that doesn't know Jesus? Have you wanted to witness to them, but haven't had the courage to do it? In the Old Testament book called 1 Chronicles, a guy named Joab had this to say to his troops before they went up against a mighty opponent. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people in the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in His sight. A lot of people feel afraid and embarrassed the first time they try to witness to somebody else about Jesus. But God never sends us into battle alone, expecting us to win people over to Christ. He's on our side. He calls us to be brave and to trust Him to do what He knows is good. That means we might not win the big game every time, but we should be brave in sharing our faith with others. Today's episode, Hometown Heroes Part 1, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, sound designed by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara, and my name is Zach. We'll see you next time down Gilead Lane.